In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Floodwaters are forecast to rise to 3.7 metres at Wallumbye Brook at Bolga by tonight as rain continues to fall across the Hunter Valley. Local state emergency service officials say they're most concerned about flooding in the Putty Valley at the moment. Their Golden Highway is closed in both directions between Putty Road and where it intersects with the New England Highway at Whittingham. This is because of flooding at Muddy's Creek. Putty Road can be used as an alternative route. Denman Road is also closed this morning in both directions due to flooding. Also, Wine Country Drive between Tucker's Lane and McDonald's Road at North Rothbury is closed in both directions. The SES only had one call out over the weekend in the Upper Hunter. That was for sandbagging in Singleton. The state government says it will force people out of their homes in Singleton if they have to, for the greater good of the community. A small number of property owners along the Singleton bypass route are resisting attempts by Transport for New South Wales to buy them out to make way for the bulldozers. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell says the government will compulsorily acquire the homes if that's what it comes down to.
Wherever possible, I'm trying to make sure that we try and make sure that people are heard along there, and it's always hard. No one wants to see them move out of their homes, but it's so hard. We can't put a dog leg in the bypass, and it's just, it breaks your heart when you've got to sit there around the kitchen table and listen to people who have lived in their house for sometimes up to 80 years, and you're asking them to move on behalf of a piece of infrastructure for the community.
A former Scone resident will remain behind bars until he reappears in court next week, charged in connection to a series of break-ins at Upper Hunter RFS sheds. 37-year-old Thomas Edward Fishburne is accused of breaking into the emergency services facilities at McCully's Gap, Glendon Brook, Dow Swinton and Glenny's Creek. The incidents occurred between January and March this year and allegedly resulted in the theft of numerous tools used during emergencies. Fishburne will front court again on July 4th. There's a new way to dispose of organic food and garden waste in the Upper Hunter Shire from today. The first collection under the FOGO trial commences for local residents who have been provided with a new green bin in recent weeks by Upper Hunter Shire Council. Council General Manager Greg McDonald says he expects most residents to start using the bin straight away.
Over the first couple of months, we'll be doing quite a few audits just to make sure that people have understanding what can and can't go in. If we do get contamination, it can be a problem. So we'll be keeping a really close eye on it over the first couple of months. But
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Scone have stamped their dominance at the top of Group 21 with a 52-16 win over Denman at Scone Park. The Devils came on running out of the gates, jumping to a 16-0 early lead after 20 minutes, but then the Thoroughbreds flicked the switch, piling on the points. Scone captain coach Adam Clydesdale crossed for two tries before half-time after returning from a 10-minute stint in the Sidmin. His brother Jake, who started in the front row, says it was the hardest game of the year.
Oh yeah, it was pretty hard first half there. One of the hardest this year, so it was good to like get it under our belts now. Like, gosh, you wouldn't get any harder than that, I don't think. But yeah, it was pretty hard.
Singleton recorded their first win of the season, beating Aberdeen 24-16 in a mud bath at Pirtek Park. On Saturday, Musselbrook came away with the valuable two competition points after an arm wrestle with Greta Brangston at Olympic Park. The Colts led 14-6 in the first half before the Rams took the lead and held on to win 28-26. Rams players player Adam Grew says it was a great team effort to hang in there till the full-time siren sounded.
Very tight, yes. We started coming away a little bit there, and then just typical Musselbrook style, we let them back in, and we like a tight close game towards the end there, and we're lucky to get the 2 points, but it's a good win. We're getting low on troops just with a couple of injuries during the week and that, so the team got shuffled around during the week. So some of the boys today had to play big minutes, and they usually normally have to, but they dug deep, and we stuck in there for the full 80.
In football, the Singleton Strikers defeated Wall's End 4-0 on Saturday. Musselbrook honoured their 2022 Old Boys Day with a 4-1 win over Hamilton. And Scone delivered a dominant performance over South Cardiff, the Mustangs running out 4-0 winners. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi. 2M.